I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Okay, on tonight's episode of Sippin' on a 40, we have to go over that collapse. Yes, that was a collapse. Yes, the city is upset. The city is hurt. Their weekend was a horrible weekend. Let's be real. In fact, 3 of the last 4 days, they've been horrible. This is what happens when you lose to Ottawa. Every game really, really matters. Let's be real.
Straight up, man. It just amplifies the fact that you got to get points. And they've left now. You go through a stretch where they get 2 points of a possible 8 on an Eastern road trip. There's no margin for error anymore, man. Like, that cushion they had's pretty much almost gone.
That cushion sucks. It's one of those ones from IKEA that's like 10 years old. Like, that cushion on our couch, that's from IKEA?
Zero comfort.
Oh, that's nothing. It's meaningless. It doesn't... Yeah. That cushion sucks. The one that's on the couch, it sucks. And the one that the Canucks have right now, I wouldn't even call it a cushion.
It's a fugazi. It's a fugazi.
It's a fugazi cushion. Now the game's... Really, really, really do matter. We said it on Monday, too. I remember doing the trade deadline show, and I think I started it off with, we're fucked. Because Markstrom's out, and we've all seen it. This team is where it's at because of Jacob Markstrom, because he was just doing unbelievable things, and this team cannot play defense, and I'm stressed.
The panic button for me, fully out.
Dude.
Fully out.
We both messaged the group, the WhatsApp group. Let's just read the messages, how it all started right before we get onto this episode, okay? So I started things off with, no, wait, it was Ricky first. That was brutal. Trevor, yikes. Then I talked to Trevor about being sad. And then Bondi said, fuck, I'm sad.
I still am.
And then the boss was like, that one stung. And then Bondi sends a picture of the damn panic button.
I'm smashing that panic button right now. Maybe it's a bit of an overreaction. Maybe I'm being a bit of a prisoner of the moment. But fuck it. On my podcast, I talk about the car flag and the panic button. The car flag is, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm ready to put that car flag on, ride around, be like, yeah, fuck, the Canucks we're fucking winning the cup. And the panic button is, you know, what's happening right now is, oh, fuck, we're not going to have, the Canucks are going to miss the playoffs and have the 2 first round picks.
Oh, my God, man.
I guess the only silver lining I think of is Jim Benning was smart enough to put a condition on that first round pick. So if it's a top 10 pick, we're probably getting it back.
It's playoff or bust for this team. If the team does not make the playoffs, everything changes once again. Let's do this. Sippin' on a 40.
Man, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight in Vancouver, all my real fans.
Yo, what is up? Welcome to another episode of Sippin' on a 40. My name, Kyle Bowen. Shout out to Nux Misconduct and SB Nation. I almost choked up there, okay? It's been a bizarre day. I'm feeling off, all right? Things are kind of fucked up right now. Shout out to Nux Misconduct, okay? You get the network wherever you listen to podcasts, and I swear to you, you'll make your hockey life a little bit better. 4 shows with 1 swipe, 1 tap tomorrow. Patrick Johnson in studio.
Johnston. It's a T.
Johnston. Who butchered that in the family? Randomly put a T in there.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah,
what's going on there?
Who the hell just randomly put a T in?
Who put a T in his name? Okay, of the province. He joins Bondi for an episode of Power of the Towel that will be released on Tuesday. The network, man, we busy.
Should be a good interview. I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be no shortage of topics to talk about with Patrick Johnston.
Oh, that's true. Like, you get him after a horrible 4-day stretch for the Vancouver Canucks, where they've lost 3 straight, including a game in Ottawa, and including this collapse in Columbus. It was a collapse. I mean, 10 minutes left, you got a 3-1 lead. You should have had it.
Dude, there was 8 minutes left. Even worse.
You should have had it, but in reality, should they have really had it? I mean, we're talking about a team that has a third-string goaltender in net.
Look, they're
that sucks at defense.
Look, they were out shooting the Columbus Blue Jackets. I was watching that third period and just thinking, like, hey, this is a type of period where the Canucks are just going to grind this thing out. You know, they're not going to really, you know, put too much offensive pressure, but they're going to be solid defensively. And then Brandon fucking Sutter.
This motherfucker.
He has a perfect opportunity to take a what's Brandon Sutter's best weapon? What's his best weapon, you would say?
Damn, that's a great question.
His shot. He actually has a pretty decent shot.
Hey, say what you gotta say.
And when he's in a perfect opportunity to take a shot on net, but decides to fucking attempt a cross ice backhand pass to the trailer. When he's in a prime opportunity to score, what the hell are you thinking?
Holy shit.
What the hell are you thinking?
You finally sounded Italian there, man. That was crazy. And then,
guess what? He takes the penalty, the tripping penalty, to make it 3-2.
That is
a two-goal swing. It could have been 4-1, but now it's 3-2.
Yeah, and it was pretty much game over.
Then Antoine Roussel takes that penalty to make it 3-3. You know what I want on this team?
Go off.
I want some fucking veterans.
Woo!
Don't take penalties in the third period. If Jim Benning is all about, you know, creating an environment where veterans, you know, teach young guys how to win in the NHL, how about you find some fucking veteran guys who know the good veteran thing to do and not take fucking penalties in the third period? Roussel's been terrible, man. He's been dog shit the past two games.
Oh my goodness, man. Bondi's bringing the heat. Patrick Johnson, you're coming in studio to this? To this? Man, Nicholas.
Nicholas! I'm still so fired up that I can completely ignore that stupid bumper you always play when I'm on this show.
Yo, you just went off it. This is the most emotion I've seen from you. I think you actually meant what you said.
I wanted meaningful games down the stretch.
Yeah,
right?
This is what you get.
To quote Jason Brough, I didn't want another death march. Okay, I didn't want another stretch of the end of the season where the Canucks are just playing out the string and I'm hoping they lose every game. I want some meaningful games. I really did, but not like this.
No, but this...
I didn't want games like this. I didn't want, you know, I could take a loss here and there. Look, they're not going to win every... I was realistic enough to know they were not going to win every game down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But when you blow a 3-1 lead in the third period...
Yep.
To an Eastern Conference team. To a...
Columbus. You're emotional.
I'm frustrated.
Man.
I'm frustrated.
Yeah, you're frustrated, okay? Columbus hasn't been winning a lot lately, too. Man, I can't even say it is what
that,
it is,
that,
but it's somewhat is.
Going back to the Ming, that second goal he let in was terrible.
Yo, what do you expect, man?
Terrible.
Louis Domingue.
Right on the ice in between his legs.
Man. Werenski, right? That blast.
I trust Ian Clark and his ability to find a goalie and make him a competent NHL goalie, but it's going to take some time. You know, he's not some fucking... wizard. He's not going to go Wingardium Leviosa and turn Louis Domingue into a 9-10% goalie.
Yeah, 100%. It's gonna take a while, and I don't even think... That's not even in the plans, you know? It's just they just needed someone because Markstrom was out for a while, and they needed somewhat of an NHL goaltender. Nobody really knows what Louis Domingue is. Nobody ever knows what you're going to get from one of these tier four, tier five goaltenders because the position is so fucking weird. It really is.
You know, in hindsight, maybe hindsight's 20/20, as people like to say.
Okay.
Why didn't they start Demko?
Dude, no way.
Dude, Demko. You know, I get this whole back-to-back thing. Demko's a young, spry 24-year-old. He can handle a back-to-back.
Okay, well,
He's younger than me.
Here's the thing, okay? Green, we've been saying it all year. Markstrom guy. Now, obviously, his hands are tied. Markstrom, he's not in the lineup. He's not going to be in the lineup for a while.
Well, he better become a fucking Demko guy because Domingue isn't obviously up to standard.
No, Demko's been letting in soft goals. Soft goals, they kill a team. They really kill a team, especially a team that is so bad defensively. Like, real talk, let's say it for the millionth time. We've been saying it all year, even when we were super optimistic and super happy with the results. This team sucks at defense, bro. They're so bad.
They're extremely porous defensively.
They're porous. They can't do it. They can't really do much in their own zone. They get pinned by
Swiss cheese
a lot
defense.
Of teams. 100%. And it goes back to Markstrom. And there was a reason why he was probably going to be one of the top three contenders for the Vezina. And it goes back to what Elliot Friedman said last week. You know, there was a chance that this dude was going to get some hard votes because that's how good he was. You look at the fancy stat, the one that I only understand was that one that came about post-injury was him picking up 16 points for this team. And I don't really fuck with fantasy stats that much, but just by the eye test, I swear to you, this guy did pick up close to that amount of points by himself because he was that good sometimes, bro. That good.
Well, we all know how good Jacob Markstrom is, but hey, he's not going to be back for at least a month, so someone's got to step up now.
Okay, so how does this team get past this? They're not getting better defensively like this, like some fucking magic trick. Can Demko play like Markstrom? You know, that's a wait and see thing. Goaltending is such a weird position where
why can't they play a bit more conservative, is my understanding.
I don't think they have the makeup, man. I don't think they have the bottom six, even in the forward department, to do that. But
if that's the case, that is an indictment on the people who built that roster. If they can only play one certain way with their goalie standing on their head.
Oh, well, didn't everyone kind of know this? This team is built off great goaltending. Well, their success is a damn good power play and a super elite top line. It's JT Miller and Elias Pettersson and whomever wants to play with them. That's
and
the
first line was good tonight, man. Dude, they were awesome.
They've been good almost every single game this year. Pettersson and JT Miller, how many bad games have they had this season? Maybe two or three combined. That's how good they've been, and that's how instrumental they've had to be for this team to win games. I mean, it's not rocket science. Once again, this team sucks at defense. They need really, really good goaltending, and I wasn't surprised that Demko didn't get the start today. I think that goal he let in against Matthews yesterday was horrible.
Like I said, Ottawa was kind of shaky. I don't care. He's 24 years old. What is he, like some senile old guy who can't handle, you know, a second game on a back-to-back? He's a young, spry 24-year-old. He's hockey young. Put him in a back-to-back, man.
Well, this is what Demko said about last night's game. He seems like a confident dude. He's not going to be super worried. I'm curious to see how he does in what is now going to be the biggest game since that other one against Arizona, which trumped the 2011 Game 7 game that we deemed like the biggest game ever. These games against Arizona are fucking important, and on Wednesday, they're in town, and Demko's going to get the start. Okay, so this is what he said. This is off of Brandon Batchelor's Twitter account. Okay, a hockey game is a hockey game. Duh.
Jesus.
I wake up in the morning on game day and I've got to go play a game. It doesn't matter if I played yesterday or 2 weeks ago. I just want to keep getting better here and be solid down the stretch. He's going to have to be more than solid. Like, what is more than solid? I'm not good at this whole biology, science thing.
Jacob Markstrom.
100%, bro.
Better than solid. More than solid.
Hey, again, last Monday when we heard the news, I started the episode off with, we're fucked. We're fucked. You know, the one thing that was kind of, you know, reassuring post-injury to Markstrom was everyone coming out with that tweet. And it's such bullshit when people start bringing out the magic number. It's 93 points, 94 points, 98 points. When people are like, all this team has to do is go 500 to make the playoffs. I don't even know if I want to believe that. Other teams start winning, that number always changes. At the end of the day, this team has struggled. They kind of struggled in February. They lost more games than they won. They have to get out of this ASAP, man. They do. They got a three-day break here. Their games in hand are gonna grow just a bit, but they have to take advantage of those games in hand. Man. And
can
right
you imagine?
Now,
I don't even want to think about them losing to Phoenix.
Phoenix, right? Arizona. Yeah.
I will always call them the Phoenix Coyotes.
Oh yeah. We gotta play some spiritual music because I got some advice for the people. We're supposed to have Trevor on too. I'm not sure if he's gonna be able to reach us. He's with the wife. And to be honest, that guy loves the Canucks more than both of us combined. So I guarantee this guy's having a bad day right now.
Bad time with the wife, definitely.
Oh man, yeah. Spiritual music instrumental. Can we get this on? Because I got some advice. I got some advice for the people. Damn, man, an error has. Now we're good. Oh shit, it's not even on here. We gotta link up to the road here, man. Come on. There you go. I got some advice for the people in this city that have to wait till Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday to watch another hockey game against this hashtag strong bubble team, hopefully. Still got a month away from April, the beginning of April. Here's the advice, okay? Do not scoreboard watch. Don't do it. I started doing it this weekend. You know, podcaster, blogger, got to do my job. But that shit is stressful, yo. That shit is stressful.
That will add 10 years onto your life.
It will. March just started. Spring is in the air. Vancouver's about to look a lot more prettier. You got 3 days. Don't watch that scoreboard every single day. You got no control over that shit. and the team doesn't play until Wednesday. So all I got to say, again, don't watch the scoreboard. Are you going to be watching the scoreboard?
It's a forced habit at this point. I'm going to have to.
Holy shit. That shit sucks, man. Like, waking up in the morning to check if Edmonton won, that shit ruins your day, yo. Fuck that shit.
No, man. You know, what I do is I go on the score app and I put get push notifications for the game.
Ooh.
Now, that's stressful.
That is stressful. Yo, you should try it, man. Try it. See if it changes your life in the next couple days. It's out of your control. Like, how are you going to control what Vegas does and Edmonton does? You don't want to see that stuff, okay?
It's vibes. The power of positive thinking. That's how I'm going to affect it.
Holy shit, man.
Positive thinking for their opponents.
This goes back to what you said. You know, you didn't want this to happen. Well, yo, this is what we get from wanting meaningful games. The results, when they're good, they're going to feel extra great. But when they're bad, bro, it's going to feel like a kick to the dick. Real talk. Kick to the dick. That shit sucks. When I was watching that at the gym, I'll explain the story, okay? So I'm watching that at the gym, finishing out my workout. I see the 3-1 lead. I've already done cardio, but it's heading into the third. I'm like, yo, I'm going to watch the city pick up these 2 points on the elliptical, and I'm going to finish out strong. You know, I was treating it like it was my road trip. And then I see the collapse. Yo, I was a little distraught, yo. Like, I was that dude in the gym just fucking doing... I hit my head, you know, with my hand after the fourth goal went in. I go into the change room, and I'm on the phone just scrolling through Twitter because that shit's hilarious talking to you guys. And some dude's like, yo, can you move over? I wanna put my shit on the little rack. I get up, I apologize, and I'm like, yo. I start venting to him, too. Sorry, man. I just wrapped up in this Canucks loss. And then he was a Canucks fan, and he starts talking about it. And it's kind of awkward because this guy's, like, stripping down, just talking about this loss.
Yeah,
and
this talking guy's about, being dudes in the changing room.
You know, taking everything off, talking about who the hell is this Louis Domingue guy? I don't think Demko can do it. Where's Markstrom at? Man, it was a weird time in the change room, you know? Some dudes getting naked. We're both venting about the Canucks. But this is what happens when you want meaningful games in the springtime.
Yeah, I didn't want him like this, though.
No, nobody wants to collapse. That's bad. What do you think Green is saying post-game? Yesterday, this guy had the audacity to talk in front of our people and say they played a good game. How is that a good game, yo? I couldn't even name 3 of those defensemen on the Toronto Maple Leafs. These guys lost to a Zamboni driver. They didn't even put up 30 shots.
Honestly, I think he's saying something similar. He's going to, you know, take the silver lining. It's like, hey, we were up for 52 minutes. Or something like that.
If he fucking says that, yo. Yeah. Man. I think he's got to be hard on the boys. Why doesn't he just call him out?
Oh, I'm sure he can't.
Why doesn't he just call him out in front of the boys?
I'm sure he's hard on them in the locker room, but outside, you know, he's got
to. Say it to the media. They got to be better, yo. I think Horvat was pissed off, too. Where's this bookmark tweet that I had? But he went off today in the dressing room. It's not good enough. He said we're upset.
After that game?
You know what's crazy about this city, man?
I would fucking hope so. He's upset.
After last night's game, there was a tweet about how this team needs someone like Brandon Lemieux and not Bo Horvat. Is that the guy's name? Lemieux, the guy in the Rangers?
Yeah.
Fuck y'all talking about, man. Y'all crazy, man.
That is a spicy take.
This city is just hilarious, man. And rightfully so. The Canucks are the only thing the city has, you know, to really cheer for. Real talk. It is what it is. We'll try having some fun after the break. We'll try getting Trevor on, too. We'll see if we have time or if he picks up the phone. Man, it is what it is. What can you do? Don't scoreboard watch. I'm telling you. Don't scoreboard watch. We'll be right back on Sippin' on a 40.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yo, 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 you are back on Sippin' on a 40. My name, Kyle Bowen. We didn't get to say the dude's name to my left, Nick Bondi. He's back. You know, I don't think people know your name's Nick. They just think it's Bondi. Real talk, yo.
Nothing wrong with that.
If you could choose a first name, like re-choose your first name, what would you choose? Would you want something super Italian?
No, I like Nick. Nicholas. Nothing wrong with that.
Nicholas. That's like a European, Italian, Mediterranean type name, right? Nicholas. My homie's name is Nicholas, too. One of my best buds. Nice name. Okay, Bonnie.
I don't really know what to say. Maybe.
Just be flattered. Say thank you.
I don't know the etymology behind the
Really?
The word Nicholas.
You know, I've always wanted more of a cultural name, like a Indian name, like Mukesh. People think I'm weird for that, but yo, it would be sick to have that name.
We'd call you, what would your nickname be then?
Mookie. That'd be a sick name,
Mookie
bro.
Ballin?
Mookie. Oh, okay. I'm fucking with that.
That's a pro athlete name, Mookie Ballin.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. From now on, call me Mookie Ballin. There's a fan.
Hey, you can put your middle name Mookie.
I could. I could actually change my middle name whenever I want. I could change my first name whenever I want. Can't
you just
I?
Go down to the registry office and
how
change
long,
your name?
How long would that take? Damn, bro. You think that would just confuse people. I don't know if I want to do that, but I'm down with a middle name changing. Look, there's some fan on NuxMisconduct.com. His name's 82. We call him 82. And he's always commenting. He's just our number one fan, okay? Yeah. So he's a big fan of Silky and Filthy, and he calls me Filth. And Trevor at first was like, yo, that's low-key kind of racist, but I don't give a fuck. He just thinks I'm filthier than Trevor. I don't take everything like that, man. POC. Come on, chill.
Is it because of your skin color? Is that what he's calling
I don't know. Filthy? No. Trevor was like, oh, shit, that's kind of close. No, he's not doing it because of my skin color. I think he's doing it because he knows I'm filthier.
I'm filthier. So now Trevor has to out-filthy you on Silky and Filthy.
Which, you know what? I had one sex story on Silky and Filthy, and this guy immediately thinks I'm filthier, where Trevor just goes off about... Yeah, Trevor begs, man. He has a problem on the low, bro.
Trevor's a married man. I'm sure he's got wild stories.
I think that's why he talks about it because, you know, he's married now. So he's, you know, he just kind of, he doesn't want to be in the past, but he has all those stories. Because life's about to be different for that guy too, man. We're trying to get Trevor a fucking cup here, man. Vote for Begsy. We got Patrick Johnston on the network on Tuesday. He's coming in studio tomorrow to record it. Power of the Towel. Check that out. Go check out
the whole
Nux Misconduct Network, okay? Whole Nux Misconduct Network. You get 4 shows with 1 swipe. Boom, bam. You just made your hockey life a little bit better. The Canucks tonight, they collapsed. Yeah, they fucking collapsed. It was bad. The city's mad. People are choked. Nobody's getting a tip at the bar tonight. That's how mad they are. And now we have to wait till
this
Wednesday.
This is the type of night you drink from home. You aren't even going to the bar. You're just like in the dark, in your dark room. Slowly pounding back beer.
100%. I'm
100%. Actually, no, you're probably going for something a bit harder. Maybe some,
oh man,
some 151 if you can find it somewhere.
Look, I'm just reading something from Taj, and Taj is one of my favorite followers on Twitter. People get mad at him. I don't get it. Again, I think I smoke way too much weed to get mad at anything on Twitter, you know? I just keep strolling and laughing. Yeah. That's the way you live the life, okay?
Don't take it too seriously.
Anyways. This dude just tweeted out that J-Pat, if you guys don't know who J-Pat is, Jeff Patterson, fucking legend in the city, probably the hardest working dude over the last 10 years when it comes to covering the Vancouver Canucks. He just said this, okay? J-Pat said it has been confirmed to him that Green isn't talking to him. Holy shit.
This guy's so mad. Yo, Travis Green just rage quit coaching the Canucks. He's like, fuck it. He's so mad. He's like, fuck it, I'm done. I just walked out of Nationwide Arena. We've all had those moments online. When you're, you know, playing a game of Halo or COD and you're just so mad after a loss. You're like, fuck it, I can't deal with this anymore. And you just rage quit. Travis Green just rage quit.
Holy shit, dude. So J-Pat obviously asking him the most honest questions. Like, he's talking about the defense, you know? He's talking about when Demko is starting, when Louis is starting. He just asks those questions. He's always doing it for the people. Shout out to J-Pat. You keep doing your thing. This is Travis Green's post-game comments. Feeling for our guys right now. It was a pretty good game. Holy shit. We played tonight. A good road game. I don't fuck with that shit. We were managing the game really well. And we didn't get the job done on the PK. Okay, so I don't... Okay, you collapse to the Columbus Blue Jackets. They've barely been winning in this thing called life. Yet he uses pretty good game, good road game, really well, and then blames it on the PK.
Maybe don't take the fucking penalties to begin with, Travis.
That's not his fault, bro. That's on Rooster. Roussel, who's now getting scrutinized heavily.
Honestly,
and it sucks.
Sit Roussel for Wednesday's game. I don't give a fuck at this point.
That was a bad penalty, bro.
That was such a bad penalty.
Yes, that was a bad penalty. I think the one on Sutter was a bit weird, man. Out of his control.
He put his stick in the guy's feet.
I just feel like it was one of those collisions where we've seen that so many times with Elias Pettersson. That shit never gets called. Like, it's just one of those collisions, like, where both guys are going after the puck. They both fall off. I don't know. I didn't really like that.
Guess what? If Brandt Sutter was such a wily veteran, right? Then he would know that the penalties were 3-0 for Columbus, for Canucks at that point. The refs were looking to make a call against the Canucks to even it out for the Blue Jackets. So why are you even taking that chance? They're looking for the first penalty out there to kind of give the Blue Jackets a break.
Because
everyone knows how NHL refereeing works.
Ooh, everyone knows. Bondi's feeling it, man. I feel bad for this guy. Yo, Bondi, you got to promise me for the next 3 days, you cannot look at the damn scoreboard, okay? We need you focused.
No promises.
No promises. Okay. I tried. I tried for your sake, man, because, again, you have no control, man. You really don't. And I feel bad for the people that are about to stress out. Okay, we got a message from Trevor, so why don't we give him a phone call and see if we can get this guy on the line. And, you know, Trevor's got to make a smile here, yo, because Trevor Beggs, possibly the nicest dude in the world.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Okay, Trevor Beggs on the line. We got him. You need to be here for us, man. We sad right now. Bondi just went off, man. He used the F-bomb in Brandon Sutter's name like 6 times in a span of 10 seconds.
He's a bum.
Yeah, you know, I was watching the Leafs game on Saturday, and my buddy just absolutely hates Brandon Sutter. Like, he's just got some family hatred for him. His brother played in the dub with Brandon Sutter, and he's just like, I can't believe this guy's still in the fucking NHL, man. But yeah, it was a terrible game, and
you should give him my number.
At the end.
We can come in.
Yeah, no worries, man.
No, we gotta get him on. We gotta get him on the network and have him and Bondi host a show together called
"Fuck Brandon Sutter." Just fuck Brandon Sutter.
Man, you know, it is what it is. I mean, that's when things really started, was with that Brandon Sutter penalty, and this team couldn't get the job done on the PK throughout the rest of the third period. Does this collapse? Are we going to be looking back at this collapse? Are the Canucks going to make the playoffs? I'll just say it straight up. Like, what's going on, man? My mind is racing. Bondi's crying over here. Where's your confidence level at?
Oh, man, am I going to step in and be Mr. Positive in this situation?
Holy, man. You guys cried?
This is why you called me, man. All right.
I'm almost ready to push the panic button here. Like, I've got it out for where it's hidden. Yeah. It's firmly on the desk right now.
You know what? You guys aren't wrong, man. There's reason to panic right now. You look at the Canucks, and they're all 2 points out of missing the playoffs. I'm still going to be confident about this team because of two things. A, I know Demko's had a bit of a rough ride. I still believe in the guy. I still think he can turn it around. But, man, this defense is Swiss cheese. But part of the reason I'm so confident in the Canucks is because I don't think the other teams around them are that much better. You know, I think the Flames have had a bit of a rough year. The Coyotes look lost right now. The Jets can't defend either. All of these teams have flaws. So you look at the Canucks, and, yeah, they're a heavily flawed team too. But they can still get it done. It's still wide open.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what
we're So we're just going to send good vibes over to the Canucks and hope they make the playoffs. Is that the plan?
But they're going to get it done.
Pretty much, man. We got a month left, yo.
Nah. You know, I'm not totally in that panic mode. At the end of the day, I'm not. Again, I smoke way too much weed to get panicked. Like, it's all good. It is what it is. We're right there. And it's more than, you know, we originally asked for. It just all leads up to that Wednesday game now. I mean, all these games really, really do matter. And it happens to coincide with them losing to Ottawa. I mean, it just intensifies every fucking game. Like, you need those damn points. And on this road trip, you lose to Ottawa and you collapse in Columbus. Yo, they're going to have to go on a bit of a run here, because if you look
they
at what
gotta they got to win, like, at least four of the next five, the next six. They got to go on that type of run.
They got to go on that type of run. Like, get some confidence back. And
guess what? You know what the good thing is? The next four are at home, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the big differences, too. You look at this team right now, and they're one of the best home teams in the league, in the NHL. And some teams are just like that. Some teams just have the home dominance and stuck on the road, and that's been the Canucks this year. Look at Thatcher Demko. The guy's record's unbelievable at home, and it's terrible on the road. Damn. I mean, I don't know. Part of it's just luck. I know Demko's numbers aren't that different on the road, but the records are so stark.
Trevor, what are your thoughts on my retroactive take that Thatcher Demko should have started this game?
I can see the argument for it. I personally probably would have done what the Canucks did. But I see
Demko's 24 years old. He can handle a back-to-back.
Yeah, he can handle a back-to-back, but at the same time, it's not like he really earned the start in Columbus. He wasn't great in Ottawa. He wasn't great in Toronto. It's not like he's like, oh, he's playing so well that you got to play this guy in four times in six nights.
But you have to admit, that second goal that Columbus scored was terrible by Domingue. Right on the ice,
right between
the legs.
I think you're talking about the third goal, right?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Riley Nash roofed it, yeah.
Sorry,
but yeah, it was a bad goal. It was a sloppy penalty kill too. I don't want to put it all on Domingue. Like, you know, the Canucks penalty killers look lost out there. They were swimming. I know they're missing Beagle. I don't think Beagle's the big antidote to the penalty kill. But you know, Columbus was just moving the puck around, and I don't know. Maybe Domingue was lost swimming a bit too. But it was a bad goal.
Oh yeah.
What do you guys think about this too? You don't want to throw DiPietro under the bus, but how do you guys think DiPietro would be better than Domingue right now? You're gonna give him like three games.
This is where it's going. I mean, it just again tells the tale. This team sucks at defense, bro. At the end of the day, it's one of those things that me and Bondi talked about before we got you on. Is like, how is this team gonna win? Like, miraculously, this team's not gonna get better defensively. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna have to outscore all their problems, or you know, one of these goaltenders got to flip the switch and just run with it. And again, that has to start on Wednesday against Arizona. They need a quality one of those. What's that stat? They need a quality start. Okay, a fucking superb start.
How about a quality start plus?
Yeah, can we get one of those? Because man, we need this team to have like crazy saves made by that goaltender, whoever's in the net. We've seen it all year with Markstrom, and man, I'm just really, really missing Jacob Markstrom. I mean, I'm gonna have to write this dude a letter. I miss him. I actually miss this dude.
Well, here's the thing, right?
Can I donate my meniscus to Jacob Markstrom? I don't really need it. I'm not a pro athlete, right?
I'll donate my meniscus to Jacob Markstrom anytime, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro. I'll take both
of them. Oh, man. There you go. Some talk 64 content. You know, I signed him to be an organ donor, but, you know, Bondi, maybe you should be both me and Patrick if you're going to be Jacob Markstrom's meniscus donor.
Yeah.
You're going to climb right to the top of the list with stuff like that, man. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. While we have you on, Trevor, is there anything you want to ask Patrick Johnston I'll ask him on your behalf?
What are his favorite kinds of whispers?
Oh, you hear those? I like
careless whispers.
Trevor's fucking coming in with the heat. I love it. I love it, yo. Vote for Begsy. Okay, tell the listeners another positive story. We need some happiness in our lives right now. People are stressing out. I've already told them. I've given them some advice. I'm like, yo, don't be scoreboard watching until Wednesday. You know, give hockey a break just for a bit. What's some advice?
Yeah, that's the issue is I'm gambling on a lot of these games.
I'm
constantly getting the updates anyways. Guess what? I fucking bet on the Ducks tonight against the Devils, second half of back-to-back. Devils won three, won the game.
Well, you put your money on the fucking Ducks. That's what you get.
Well, I fucking hate gambling in general. This whole gambling loss thing is just compounding the fact that Canucks blew a lead.
Begsy, real talk? Man to man, and I guess man to the people, I've never seen Begsy like this before in my life. This is a new Begsy. This is why we signed this guy to a deal, for this type of fire, bro. Real talk. This guy's going nuts. Okay, give us some positivity, man. Give us some positivity. One more thing before we let you go.
Talk me off the ledge.
Well, yeah, first of all, Bonnie, I got to give you credit, man. You're losing money left, right, and center, and you're still willing to donate your meniscus for free. Like, I just
want to see the
selflessness and generosity.
Playoff games,
dude. We're for the city.
Bro, you're talking about your meniscus, man. You're gonna be limping around on one leg just for the Canucks to win a playoff round.
I'm not a pro half.
Yeah, fuck Bondi's meniscus.
it'll grow back, right?
I'll cut it off myself. Put it in a Ziploc, deliver it to Markstrom.
The meniscus can regenerate, right? It's one of those things that grows back.
It's all good, man. Donate your meniscus. #. I'm down.
Oh man, you guys are so selfless. Is a meniscus sort of like an appendix
where you don't really need it?
Well, I don't know. Do you like walking on your two legs?
I mean, I could use a wheelchair.
Can Markstrom use steroids? Like, is that cool? I'm down. Take the bullet. If Markstrom uses steroids, fuck it. If the Houston Astros can win the damn World Series cheating, who cares? Like, Markstrom, go use some steroids. Just come back. I'm losing trust in the
comes
potential
back
of
285 pounds ripped.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. Okay. You guys want some positivity? Here's what I have to say because I do think
move
we
laterally, but you can still make him the same.
Fuck that. Give it to us. Give it to us, Begsy. I'm crying.
All right, guys. Here's the thing. We all get such tunnel vision watching the Canucks sometimes. You know, I know it's like the result tonight, the 4 goals in 7 minutes was bad, but at the end of the day, the Canucks were by far the better team tonight. And I think there's some nights where you are the better team and you lose the game. And that's kind of what happened to the Canucks tonight. And there's also been times where they've been by far the worst team and they've won the game. Like, it just goes both ways sometimes. I think people, again, got to take a bit of a bigger picture look at this. If you told me the Canucks were going to be in the first wild card spot beginning of March, I think most people would have taken it at this point. And like you said, you got the next 4 games at home. There's still lots of time to win games. You know what? It's not quite time to panic yet, in my opinion, but it's time to start worrying a little bit. Just don't full on panic yet. We're not quite there.
Wait. What?
This dude sounded like Travis Green, yo.
Just full
Travis Green on us. But I appreciate it. That was off the dome, man. That was off the dome.
Hey, you wanted the positivity, man. I'm here for it.
You brought it.
Can I panic if they lose Arizona Wednesday?
Oh, bro, 100%. We'll burn this place down. I'll quit. Start getting ready on the Green Bay Packers content, man. Fuck, dude. Why does this... No, Trevor, you're going to listen to this episode, and there's this story about me venting to a naked dude in the gym locker room after this loss. This dude's dick is hanging out, and I'm there talking about how this team relied on Markstrom the whole time. This shit was crazy, bro. This shit was crazy.
Oh, man. That would have been some good video content, man. Obviously not with the full-on schlong, but...
Hey, we can easily make that ourselves in the post of the studios.
Oh man, we could.
If you're really interested,
we got some good lighting. We can figure that out. Okay, Trevor, go back to your family. Thanks for your time. Thanks for the positivity. You heard the man. Okay, it's all good, people. It's all good. There's other things happening. The Canucks were not that bad. You know, a couple things happened. They were the better team. Blah blah blah. They should have got the dub. You heard the guy. It is what it is. Go to sleep happy somehow, some way. Thanks for your time, Begsy.
Hey, no problem, guys. You know, big game on Wednesday. Excited to be there. And, yeah, let's go.
Oh, shit. The boys are in the studio. Woohoo! Okay, that's going to be a fun time, bro. That's going to be a fun time. Can't wait for that. Okay, peace out. Hang up the phone, okay. Begsy.
All right, go ahead. Bye.
Okay. That was Begsy. We're having some fun there. We got some happy music in the back. I already feel a little bit better. I know this guy's stressed out.
You know what? He talked me off the ledge a bit.
There you go.
There you go.
You know what? We're not even going to do the fun part of the show. I think we had enough fun. We really did. We'll save that for another loss. I mean, they're not going to win every game down the stretch, but they need to start winning now. They really do. The Benning haters are back. This shit's crazy. The city is crazy.
The Benning haters are taking a big, big victory lap. Not hearing a lot from the Benning bros. But the so-called bitter bros are taking a big victory lap now. And you know what? Rightfully so. The Benning bros are taking a big lap when the Canucks were fucking 5 points out of the Western Conference lead. Now it's the bitter bros' turn.
Yeah, what's up with these media members just hating the term Benning bros? Don't you think it's like one of the coolest hashtags in the world?
I love it.
Benning
bros, bitter bros.
Yeah, it's so stupid. It's hilarious. It's so Vancouver. I think having a fan base split in two where one side is just... in love with the GM that, you know, is so in the middle, you know? He's like a top 15 GM.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this guy's the best, blah, blah, blah. Then you got the bitter bros who live for moments like this. They live for a collapse by a Jim Benning-led team. And those people who are sick, they're actually happy today. They're happy. But I think they're lying. They're being fugazi too, you know? They get to play both sides. They're fucking lucky.
It's all fugazi.
Deep down, they want the team to win, but... man, they're just looking for a nice cop-out after a loss. Anyways, you just listen to Sippin' on a 40. We tried making you smile. Shout out to that dude, that naked dude, that had his dick hanging out while I was fucking venting about Jacob Markstrom, okay? That dude, a true brother. Real talk. What type of... no friend would do that for me. That guy...
stripped down a nude and talk Canucks.
Vulnerable. Holy shit. We were both vulnerable. To a certain extent. Nick Bonney to my left. Remember, go get the network. He's got a show on there called Power of the Towel where he has conversations, the best conversations with anyone in the city of Vancouver. He's got Patrick Johnston. Why is there a T in that name? I don't know.
We're about to find out,
okay? Because right now it's, I mean, what's worse? The way that Austin Matthews...
is that the question you want me to ask on your behalf? Why is there a T in your last name?
Ask him this. What's worse? The way Austin spells Austin?
Yeah.
Or the way you spell Johnston? Real talk, ask him, because I'm confused. But go get the network, you get all these shows, you have a good time. Yo.
You know he spelled Austin Matthews, the middle name's Taylor, and he spells it weird as well?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. That guy's just a unique guy. And I called him on the last episode the third best player in the National Hockey League. And I've been on that wagon for a while. He's either top two, top three. Drysdale's got the number two slot. Anyways, we got to get the fuck out of here. Vancouver, don't scoreboard watch for the next 3 days, okay? Scoreboard watch. It's a waste of time. Enjoy your Monday. Enjoy your Tuesday. The boys get back on the ice on Wednesday against their arch rivals, the Arizona Coyotes. It's going to be the second biggest game since Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. It is what it is. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I don't know when you're listening to this. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we at the Nux Misconduct Network, we fucking appreciate it. Peace.